On Friday, Central and Eastern Europe's motorways were connected for the first time to the Western European motorway grid. On the exact spot where the Iron Curtain stood 17 years ago, an opening ceremony was held on Friday at the Czech-German border crossing Rozvadov-Waidhaus to mark the occasion. The completed motorway will allow smoother and safer passage between the two countries, something drivers and businesses in both the Czech Republic and Germany had long been calling for. 29 years after construction began, the last remaining stretch of the D5 motorway connecting the Czech capital Prague with the German border in the west was opened on Friday morning close to the city of Plzeň. The 3.5-kilometer section with a new tunnel equipped with cameras and sensors which can spot a stolen car, for example, is part of a ring road around Plzeň. Petr Otásek from the Road and Motorway Directorate.
Z Prahy do Rozvadova na hraniční přechod motorista dojede 151 kilometrů bezkolizně po dálnici.
Drivers can now make the 151 kilometers from Prague to the Rozvadov border crossing in just over an hour. The completion of the ring road is a relief for Plzeň. Besides, the length of the ring road is exactly the same as driving through the city, 20.5 kilometers. But using the ring road, you'll avoid those 17 traffic lights and one railway crossing.
At the same time as the complete Plzeň ring road was opened, drivers in Germany could start using a 30-kilometer section of the A6 motorway connecting the Czech border to the A93 Amberg-Regensburg-Munich motorway. The mayor of Plzeň, Miroslav Kalous, says apart from being economically and politically significant today, the connection is important for historical reasons.
Pro Českou republiku to znamená první ucelené dálniční spojení s Evropskou unií.
For the Czech Republic, this means the first complete motorway connection with the European Union, also thanks to EU financing. For Plzeň, this means a renewal of a traditional trade route between Regensburg and Prague, which was a traditional source of profit for Plzeň. But today, the parameters of the route correspond to the lifestyle and standard of living in this day and age.
Under good weather conditions and barring traffic and roadworks, of course, drivers can get from Prague to Munich in less than 3 hours. The complete motorway connecting Prague and Nuremberg, called Via Carolina after Emperor Charles IV, is to be opened in 2008.